One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Hallelujah.
It was his choice. You say, why did he do it? The Bible says, shut up. That's what it says. Have you not read it? He says, shut up. I'm just summarizing it. He says, who are you to reply against God? That's what he says. He says, it's God's choice. See, when you study the Bible, it was not given to you to question God. It was given to you to inform you. Not to question him. Hallelujah. Okay, so he redeemed the Jews. He set them free from the broken covenant, from the curse of the broken covenant. When he set them free, salvation became available. All right? Now, when you read that we are justified, it is not because we were set free from sin. I want you to understand it. It is not that we were set free from sin that justified us. Oh. Turn to the book of Romans. This is not the area tonight, but I just want to maybe add something for your coming. All right? Since you came, let me give you something extra. Ho ho ho, ha ha ha. I'd like to read it from chapter 4 into chapter 5 so you get the picture. From verse, so you can see, all right, come on with me. From verse 20, he's talking about chapter 4, from verse 20, he's talking about Abraham here. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Did you see that? That's the legal imputation of righteousness. Now I want you to follow it. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Who is he talking about? For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. Are you following this now? What's the legal argument? And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation. But the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Watch this, verse 20. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. What is it now telling you? There was already an offense before the law. Okay? So here he's not dealing with setting people free because of the broken law, neither because of our sins. Why? He says death passed upon all men. One man sinned and death passed upon every man. So, our righteousness, our justification, is not because we have now been set free from our sins. Look, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. What's it telling you? Your justification is because of the life of Christ. You are not the man. Oh, listen to this. When the man believed in Jesus Christ, when he believed in Jesus Christ as Lord of his life and as a Savior, he became the man that Jesus died for. Are you following this? So the man died in Christ. That was enough. We could have all gone to heaven. That was enough. After Jesus died for us, and we believe that he died for us, it was enough to take us to heaven. He had paid. Because he died for us and went to hell. That was enough. But he didn't stop there. That would have set us free. Then would have been what? Saved by grace. Are you following this? But he didn't stop there. He says he was delivered for our offenses. I read that to you. And raised for our justification. Huh? Isn't that telling you something? He didn't say he was delivered for our justification. He was delivered on account of our offenses. Our justification didn't come because he was delivered. That was enough to set us free. That set us free. But that is not justification. The idea of justification that the Bible presents means not guilty. It doesn't mean forgiven. It means not guilty. You don't understand. When it tells you about justification here, he's not saying, okay, this man has paid for him, so he's free. No! Justification means this man did not sin. Why? How could God claim that I didn't sin? How? Because a man that didn't sin was called sin. If it was righteous for God to condemn a righteous man on account of myself, it became automatically righteous for God to declare a man who had sinned righteous. How? How? They said he was delivered for our offenses, raised for our justification. What is it? What does it mean, raised for our justification? Was he raised alone? No. What do you mean by raised for our justification? Somebody says he was raised so that he can prove our justification. No. He was raised for our justification. Why? What do you mean? He was raised, not alone. The Bible says when he was raised up, we were raised together with him. When he was raised, he was born again. He was a new man. So we also, being raised together with him, came back to life, new creations in Christ Jesus. So you are not the man that was condemned in sin. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. This was what the Jew could not understand. This was why they fought Paul over and over again. They couldn't understand it. They wanted the washings to continue. They wanted to see themselves as sinners saved by grace. But Paul said, no. This is not the continuation of the old. He says, you are a new person. He says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. A new creation. Can you see yourself as a new creation? And do you know, this new creation doesn't live. Anyway, you know what? We are growing. I said, we are growing. We will continue to grow. Amen. And we'll be learning, and moving forward. Amen? Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.